Yo, what's going on? This is your man, Ryan Righteous, the Independent Artist Spotlight. I'm sitting down with my brother, man. We're doing a repeat on this, man. A rinse and repeat on this. I got Ion, the producer, in the building. Boy, what don't we have to talk about? We got so much to talk about, man. There is so much music that he is dropping, man. The visuals for Drippin' Jesus. He just put out another song called Keep Pushing. He just did Occupy Temple for your boy. This is so amazing to me, man. My brother's in the building, and I can't wait to get into everything that we got to catch up on from the last time he was here. Y'all make some noise. Y'all stay tuned for the full-length interview. This is the Independent Artist Spotlight with Ion, the producer. Let's get into it. Ion.
My brother.
My brother. Thank you so much for coming back and hollering at your boy.
Absolutely. Thank you for having
me. Man, listen, how are you doing, bro? I've been so grateful to have you in my life, man. But as much as you check on me, man, I want to check in on you. So how are you doing, bro?
I'm blessed. I'm not going to complain, man.
Yes.
God has been good, brother.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, thank you so much for coming back. And I can't thank you enough, bro. Like, thank you so much for coming back, doing the Independent Artist Spotlight. Yeah. But also, man, thank you so much for sowing into me, sowing seeds of encouragement, sowing seeds of prophecy. It's just so many different things that have transpired since you sat in this seat for the first time, man. And I just want to give you your flowers and tell you how blessed I am to have you in my life, bro. How amazing of a man of God you are, the music career, the ministry, everything you got going on, bro. I hope you know you are loved and treasured in this space. Now, we're going to get into some stuff, though, because yeah. I'm gonna hold you to some accountability issues, man. We got a problem in our space. And we're going to talk about that. So first of all, man, how are you doing?
Man, I'm doing well. God has been blessing.
Yeah.
Like I said before, I can't complain. You know, yeah. I've seen a lot of progression in my walk, my spiritual growth. At the same time, it can be an uphill journey sometimes. You
of course.
Know? But that's the only thing that does is strengthen you. And it helps you endure.
Yeah.
You know, so I've been in a season of endurance. I've been in the season of testing of my endurance, shall I say.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Man, you are a machine, bro. You are a machine, man. You have done so many different things. Over the last couple of months, man, you've committed to the music ministry. You've committed to pastoral ministry. You've committed to the Heat Syndicate. Yeah. You've committed to launching a business with your wife. Like, it's so many different things you're doing, man. How do you stay on top of everything?
Only by the strength of God, not by power, not by might, but by His Spirit. You know, it is a test of discipline, and it is a test of your strength. Like I said, being able to endure. The Bible says that those who endure to the end shall be saved, and I think that applies universally to a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so it's a test of endurance, man. Like that's the only thing I can think of because. There's no way anything I could do is in my own strength. It has to be by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And I mean, otherwise, I would just burn out, brother.
Bruh, we talked about your testimony last time you were here. It's amazing, man, to see, especially for me, just getting to know you and hearing the testimony for the first time and then getting to know you and then getting to know you some more and then some more and some more and then becoming your brother. It's amazing what God is doing in your life, man. Talk about where you are right now with the music and the production.
Perfect. Well, so when I first visited, I was mainly, you know, just coming out of doing mainly production, you know, and the transition from being a producer to an artist is, it can be tough because, you know, people, they get to see you in one spectrum. It's like, this guy is a producer. And for them to take you seriously as an artist, it's like you got to hit the reset button.
Yeah.
And so right now, you know, I'm just doing a lot of collaborations. You know, I'm doing a lot of tightening my craft, you know, trying to push myself a little bit. You know, DJ E was just up here, man. And DJ E, man, I shot him a track, man, and he sent it back, and I was floored. I'm like, wow, this is really going to stretch me a little bit. And so, you know, and it lines up where God has me right now. It's just, I'm stretching you. Mm-hmm. You know, I really, you know, kind of came in as that rough, rugged guy, you know, the DMX kind of feel,
You
know,
still but, got it.
Man, well, it's how I was raised, man. Mm-hmm. But, you know, God is trying to say, okay, well, let me tighten you up a little bit. Mm-hmm. Let me try to see if I can get you to, you know, to move from this angle, mm-hmm. to touch these kinds of people.
Right.
You know, and let me see if I can kind of get you to switch up how the tone of your voice is, the subject matter, the things you talk about. And so where I am right now is in a transitioning phase and learning how to really be effective as a lyricist, mm-hmm. And a producer, and be able to present that to the public in a way that they can clearly understand and see it, you know?
Yeah, bruh, there's so much that you've been putting out, man, from Drippin' Jesus to all the other projects that you've been working on, man. Talk about, like, where you are musically with your whole prowess of sound and everything.
Okay, so, yeah, the Drippin' Jesus featuring Goddess Crystal, shout out mm-hmm. to Goddess. Mm-hmm. You know, that was a song that, sonically, I was trying to create it to be, you know, something to motivate, mm-hmm. you know, people, to like a hype song, you mm-hmm. know, I'm dripping Jesus, Jesus, you mm-hmm. know, my God ain't dead, it's a proclamation of who you are through Christ. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I was trying to deliver something a little more energetic, and mm-hmm. you know, because before I came here, it was like a little more storytelling.
Yeah.
So now I'm just trying to, you know, just try to pull the listener in, mm-hmm. not just, you know, with the storytelling, but, you know, with the emotion yeah. of the song. And so the Drippin' Jesus and the one we just dropped, Keep Pushing, featuring Antonius, mm-hmm. you know, it's the same thing. Keep pushing. I'm trying to motivate people to keep going because that's where I was. Yeah. You know, I was in a season of doubt. I was in a season of questioning myself, questioning my calling, questioning my faith. And the Lord just tell me to keep pushing. My father-in-law, you know, late great, you know, Halbert Richardson. Mm-hmm. And I could hear his voice in my head a lot of times saying, just keep on moving, just mm-hmm. keep on pushing. And that's really where it came from.
Yeah.
You know, so every single time I get discouraged or mm-hmm. I run into challenges, that's all I used to tell myself. It's all mm-hmm. I tell myself now. And so I just wanted to give that to other people, mm-hmm. keep pushing. And so, you know, to answer your question, right now, musically, I'm in a vein of motivation, mm-hmm. you know, trying to pull people out of, you know, the mental slumps that we can be in sometimes, you know, the climate that we're in and, you know, in the world right now, mm-hmm. you know, there's a lot of despair and there's a lot of, you know, sadness. And my goal right now is just to, you know, be the light in the middle of that,
yeah.
you know, and help pull people out of that. So that's one of the ways I believe that mm-hmm. the Lord put in me to do.
Yeah. Is there a story building up from underdog season all the way up to where we are right now? We keep pushing?
Actually, there is. Mm-hmm. It was a planned scenario. I think last time we came,
yes.
you know, I told you this is the idea, but God kind of, you know, transformed it into something a little bit different than I first envisioned it.
Yeah.
So yeah, Underdog Season is, you know, I felt this is where I felt at the time, where I felt I was. I'm an mm-hmm. underdog, you know, producer, mm-hmm. trying to be a rapper, you know, and so now it's more along the lines of, hey, I'm out of that phase now where I'm no longer feeling like the underdog.
Yeah.
The underdog was somebody who doubted himself. Now I get it. The Lord put this on the inside of me for a purpose and a reason. And like we always say, all I need is you, Lord. All I need is your spirit. Mm-hmm. And so when I figured that out, I no longer felt like the underdog. Now I'm just moving, man. I'm just going against the grain. I don't really care about, you know, really anything external right now. I'm working mm-hmm. on the internal. Mm-hmm. And when the internal is operating on, the external will transmit that and show that. And so that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to translate where I've grown internally to others and say, hey, look, this is where I was. God has brought me out. No longer the underdog. I'm moving and I'm pushing through that. Mm-hmm. And if you're in that phase in your life, you can do the same thing because God is no respecter of persons, man.
Absolutely, bro. And then now we are at a real pivotal place where you joined Trackstars.
Yeah.
Came on board to help with social media, man. Yeah. So we appreciate you coming on board, bro. But I appreciate having my brother sitting next to me, you know, helping us plan this journey that we're on that God has given us, man. So definitely glad to have you here. Now, we got to get into it, bro. We got to tell some truth about our space, man. We got to talk about some things.
Yeah.
What is your top concern that you see right now in this space for Christian hip-hop?
That's a very good question, and I want to be careful.
Don't be careful. Come on.
Well,
real raw.
I think that, you know, there's plenty of people who have a lot of great talent,
yeah,
great ability. They're anointed, and it's obvious. However, I think a lot of it is misapplied.
Okay.
I think that in this space, there has secretly crept in a desire to exalt self,
mm-hmm.
Using the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of focus on follower counts, stream counts. There's a lot of focus on the visualization of things, funneling fans into our systems, which is no problem. You know, of course, that's a structure that we have.
Yeah.
But, you know, here's my concern. My concern is that we're going to stand before God on the day of judgment, and we're going to be able to, we're going to tell God, hey, I was able to pull in 1 million followers. I was able to have this many people sitting in my congregation. I was at this many views. And we think that's a flex. But to have those millions of people's eyes on our art and nobody converts to the gospel, that's an embarrassment in the kingdom, not a flex.
Yeah,
it is. I don't want to stand before God, and I don't want none of my brothers to stand before God having all of these people's attention, having the public's attention, and not being able to say, Lord, this is who I led to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and because that is the purpose. God is only concerned with that which is eternal. Mm-hmm. And the only thing that we possess that is eternal on this earth is our soul, our eternal soul. And so we can, God gives us these abilities, not just to show our talent and put us in spaces where we are seen, mm-hmm. but so that he can be seen through us. And so I think in this space, we have a big issue, you know, with trying to be seen. For example, I was listening on Holy Culture Radio. Shout out to Holy Culture Radio.
Yeah.
You know, they had a good interview, man. They were talking about the same thing. They were talking about wanting to be famous in this space. You know, and I forgot the artist that was on there. He made some really good points, you know. But wanting to be famous, there's nothing wrong with that as long as we are making sure that Christ is the one who is being glorified on the inside of us, because he gives us that our abilities so that he may be lifted up.
Yeah. You know? I don't know, man. I don't know about the wanting to be famous part. I don't know if I can understand that because, man, when we are in God, man, we are supposed to be just pointing everybody toward him. And I feel like fame comes with temptation. It comes with a doorway to sin. Like, there's a lot of things that can come with fame. And I think that's, we've been warned by so many artists, man, that you don't want to trade this life that you have of God and no fame for the fame and no God, you know? So I think that's a very dangerous, place to play. And, I hope that that's not the heart that we move with, because that's not the intentions that we should be aiming toward.
Not at all, brother.
And I love the fact that you point that out, man. I mean, the gospel is supposed to offend. So, I mean, let it offend, right? Tell the truth. The only thing that, you know, concerns me about this space is the fact that we have people that can also come into this space and take a shortcut. You know, you can come in and you can get your followers up, you can get your audience, and then you can move over and say, oh, I'm going to change it up and do this and that and the other. You know, and I think that that's a problem. We were having a great conversation. And shout out to V Spell, who's in the building as well, man. Ion's other brother. Man, this is the first time that we've had the three creators of the Heat Syndicate all on one camera, man. Yes, we've been on Zooms before. We've been on IG Live. But this is the first time, man. So shout out to you, V-Spell. For those of you all that don't know, man, the three of us came together with Ion's vision to have a collective where we could help artists from start to finish in their career. Ion was going to do production, and then you got V-Spell doing the mixing and mastering, and then I'm here to help with consultation for marketing and promotion, and we call it the Heat Syndicate. And God has blessed us. We are actually doing an independent artist spotlight with our first completed artist today, man. So we got Kay coming to the building today, and it's been amazing. Shout out to you guys for just, you know, submitting your gifts, talents, and ability the way that you have. And thank you for letting me come along and be a part of that, man. It's been an amazing journey with your brothers, and I know we still got work to do. V-Spell, talk a little bit, man, about, you know, what you got going on right now.
Pretty much just developing artist sound.
Yeah.
I mean, my main man right here, Ion, I master his stuff.
Yeah. And it sounds so good.
Kay coming in.
Yeah.
We got all right. Y'all haven't heard this, but Ion. It's called. Should I?
Go ahead, bro.
It's called Queen Kong.
Exclusive.
And it's her. I believe it's her first single. Ion produced it, and okay. It's when y'all hear it.
Yeah.
When I heard it, when he sent it to me after she recorded, I was like, my gosh.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
If people don't get on in this, something's mm-hmm. wrong with them. Yeah. You know. So I mixed and mastered that one. Her and her husband, brother Mike, or bro Mike, I should bro say. Mike. Yeah. You know, they loved it. So, and then that's the process. You go to Ion with top notch production.
Mm-hmm.
Then we swing it over to me. We get it crispy,
right. Yes,
clean, like that shape up. You know
yeah,
what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Yeah, that lineup.
Oh. That lineup. And then we send it over to our main man. You know. The marketer, so
man,
we get that track out there, get eyes on it, and you know, that's the process. You know,
we're out here cooking and working, yeah. man, and so it's really important that we tell that story, you know, about how artists, and man, I could tell y'all some wild stories about artists this week that I've dealt with that don't understand the music industry. I mean, I had an artist say, I came to TrackStars and my Spotify numbers didn't blow. My Instagram followers didn't blow. My whatever. And it's like, bro, that's not how the music industry works, you know? I even had people come at me and ask for checks from Nectar. And it's like, bro, the DSPs don't pay out the same day you get the stream. It doesn't work that way. So it's a lot of miseducated, uneducated artists out there that don't know how this process works, and we have to help them along the way. Otherwise, you know, we're doing them a disservice by watching them fail.
Absolutely.
And so I think the Heat Syndicate does a great job of sitting down with artists and saying, hey, here's what it looks like. This is what you need. You know, if yeah. you're a serious artist, we can't work with you if you're not serious, but if you're a serious artist and you really want to hone in on your craft and understand where some areas and some gaps that you have, then the Heat Syndicate is a great place to come and get that sauce worked in,
yeah.
and then bring you to the full course meal, man, yeah. and then put that dessert on and then pow, send it on out there, man.
Absolutely.
So I love that, man. I love that. Ion, talk about... you know, the next phase of the music, man, where everything is going from this point on.
Perfect. No, well, right now, I am, you know, the Lord has challenged me to kind of stretch my ability a little bit, you know. The lane, I was just talking with Co Campbell and DJ E this morning about this,
mm-hmm.
where, you know, I have come in this industry, you know, just being my raw self, you know, this
yeah.
is just who I am.
Yes.
You know, lyrically, you know, storytelling wise, production wise. But I was able to sit back and be a little bit more strategic. I want to be able to reach a broader audience, should I say.
Mm-hmm.
And so right now, you know, I'm focused on doing more commercialized sound.
Mm-hmm.
I have a single that's going to be coming out here soon that has some storytelling to it, but it also is more relatable for people who are having troubles in their family life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm also going to be dropping a song soon, like I said, with DJ E, you know, about my wife and, you know, loving on my wife as a husband,
mm-hmm.
you know, and just kind of being able to touch a little bit, you know, a little bit more of the spectrum out here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, the plan is to utilize other producers for these singles, as I've done so far,
right.
like Young Boss. I got J1 Way on some songs. I have Mac 11 Beats. You know, I got their mastery, you know, up under my singles. You know, Mac 11, actually, he produced Keep Pushing.
Okay.
And so he's a phenomenal producer, one of the best in the industry. But then I'm going to be able to release an EP, well, using these singles, but then my album that I'm working on mm-hmm. will be solely produced by myself.
Okay.
And
Ooh.
So, yeah, yeah. And Ooh, I'm going to take you on a
double
journey.
Double the work.
Yeah, man. I want to take everybody on a journey and say, hey, look, mm-hmm. you know, this is why I'm called Ion the Producer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you might be wondering why, you know, okay, does he do production? Does he do rap? Does he do arrangement? Does he do writing? I do it all, you know? And so
yeah.
I want to show people this is who I am, you know, and this is who God has created me to be through all the trial and all of the tribulation that I've been through.
Yeah.
Here's the diamond.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes, yes.
And so
yes.
That's the strategy from here on out.
I love that, bro. We got so much work to do. We got so much time to do it in too. I'm happy where God has us, man. And bro, I just thank you guys so much again for letting me come in and ride on your coattails, man. Man, this has been amazing.
No, thank you for joining us, man. It has been amazing.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And I want to touch really quickly on something you just said, man. You was talking about how, you know, a lot of artists expect to, you know, be blown up because, you know, track stars, you know, I got this, you know, a publication here or there, you know. That is one thing that I think a lot of people are confused about in this space, which, you know, we just talked about earlier, is that there's not one button that you're going to push to make it happen.
Yeah.
You know, it's a consistent grind, and you utilize tools like track stars or like whatever media outlet in order to build the house. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's one thing I just wanted to touch on and encourage other people. You know, don't look for the one magic wand wave that's going to fix everything.
Amen.
You know, this is something that you really have to get your hands in and grind for.
Man, you're so right. You are so right, Ayan. I appreciate you saying that, bro. I think artists, we're going to definitely clip this up and let artists hear this part specifically, because it's a lot of people lost, and I'm catching the brunt of it. I'm getting people yelling at me about, you know, their Spotify numbers and all these different things that we don't control. We don't control. Yeah, exactly. We don't control that, man. So so real quick, V-Spell, tell everybody how they can find you on social media, how they can plug in and connect if they're looking for mixing and mastering.
Well, I got a small channel, man. You can find me, V-Spell Music, on IG.
About the quantity. It's the quality, you brother. Know. You got the quality there.
Yeah.
Three posts is all we need from you, brother.
Yeah, but V-Spell Music, go to IG. So,
Okay, Ayan, what about you?
Ayan the Producer on all platforms, www.ayantheproducer.com.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Thank you guys so much, man, again, for sitting in, doing the Independent Artist Spotlight again. My brothers coming in the clutch. And thank you so much again for Occupied Temple.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited about what God is doing with it. And, man, I'm blown away, man. I'm floored, man. Thank you for your generosity. Thank you for your hospitality. Thank you for your humility. Thank you for your grind, your effort, all that you do, bro. It is so appreciated in this space, man. We love and appreciate you so much, and I hope you feel that.
I do. Absolutely. Same. Feelings mutual.
Yeah, and thank you again for coming on Board of Track Stars, man. We love having you here.
All the time. Thank you, my brother.
Thank you, sir. All right. Hey, man, listen, if you stayed to the end of this interview, you definitely got blessed, man. Thank you so much for coming through for the Independent Artist Spotlight. Ayan the Producer, V-Spell, the Heat Syndicate, man. You got to learn all about it. We're going to send you some more information. Check down below. It's going to be in the description. Make sure you subscribe, like, and follow and support Ayan the Producer, V-Spell. This is your man, Ryan Righteous, the Independent Artist Spotlight, and we out. Peace.